This last week, it was announced that Miami University in Ohio and the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma are expanding the native language project that they collaborate on, known as the Miamia Project. It has grown into the Miamia Center. Daryl Baldwin, a member of the Miami Tribe and director of the center, was present at last year's Breath of Life workshop held at the Sam Noble Museum. Dr. Mary Lynn, Associate Curator of Native Languages at the Sam Noble, said this is a real boost.
It puts it on a higher level for a university system, and which means that the university, although Miami University has always given them much credit and has worked very well with them, it actually puts it on the level where they can receive more funding, they get more resources internally. It just puts them in a higher level. It's kind of like moving from an assistant professor to an associate professor level, that kind of thing within the university system. And so in that way, it's really good. For the Miamia language, formerly Project Now Center, of course, you know, it's, again, those resources will go back into their programming and their desires to build in different ways, and so that can only be good for them as well.
And what is the good connection for the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma?
Well, the three have always worked really closely together. So you have the Miami University, you have the Miamia Project that was started in a way separately by several families, and then you have the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma. And the three of those have always been working together towards the same goals. So a lot of what the Miami students, Miami citizens in Oklahoma can go to Miami University as Miami students, and they get the in-state tuition, they get all the perks that they have for being part of the Miami Tribe. So in that way, students in Oklahoma, Miami citizen students in Oklahoma, really get a good deal. They get to go to that program as well. And then a lot of their rather off-site programming actually happens in Oklahoma as well. So their summer camp, their summer language camp, takes place on Miami land in northeast Oklahoma. And so, and that's all, it's all done through the Miamia Center, the planning, and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of benefits that they have.
Lynn says the technology developed at the Miamia Center benefits Miami tribal members in Oklahoma.
They used to have a pen that you could go over a writing and it would pronounce the words for you. And a lot of the Miami citizens in Oklahoma had used those pens at home. That technology that was developed there at the Miamia Project Now Center, they have a new one that's actually done through cell phones, through, you know, your barcode on your cell phone. And they developed that, again, there at Miami University, part of the Miamia Project. But certainly the citizens in Oklahoma, the Miami citizens, benefit from that because it's all freeware for them and they get to use it. They just came out with their 2013 calendar because they do it on the lunar year. And the lunar new year for Miamia was in March, early March. And those are all, you know, developed there, but the citizens here, they all get the calendars. So,
man, what a collaborative effort.
It is, in my opinion, it is exemplary, the level of collaboration between the tribe, the language advocates and learners in the tribe, and the university at Miami University. I think that it is a role model for all university and tribal collaborations.
That was Dr. Mary Lynn, Assistant Curator of Native Languages at the Sam Noble Museum of Natural History, talking about the former Miamia Project becoming the Miamia Center at Ohio's Miami University.